Lesson 101. Paul is sent to Rome. Paul's third preaching tour ended in Jerusalem. There he was arrested and thrown into prison. In a vision during the night, Jesus told him, "You will go to Rome and preach there." Paul was taken from Jerusalem to Caesarea, where he spent 2 years in prison. When he was on trial before Governor Festus, Paul said, "Let me be judged by Caesar in Rome." Festus said, "To Caesar you have appealed? To Caesar you will go." Paul was put on a ship bound for Rome, and two Christian brothers, Luke and Aristarchus, went with him. At sea they were caught in a violent storm which went on for many days. Everyone thought that they were going to die. But Paul said, "Men, an angel told me in a dream, 'Don't be afraid, Paul. You will get to Rome, and everyone on the ship with you will be safe. Take courage. We will not die.'" The storm raged for 14 days. Finally, land appeared. It was the island of Malta. The ship ran aground and broke into pieces, but all 276 people on the ship made it safely to land. Some swam, and others held on to pieces of the ship and floated to shore. The people of Malta took care of them and built a fire to warm them. 3 months later, the soldiers took Paul to Rome on another ship. When he arrived, the brothers came to meet him. On seeing them, Paul thanked Jehovah and took courage. Even though Paul was a prisoner, he was allowed to live in a rented house while being guarded by a soldier. He stayed there for 2 years. People came to see him, and he preached to them about God's kingdom and taught them about Jesus. Paul also wrote letters to the congregations in Asia Minor and Judea. Jehovah truly used Paul to spread the good news to the nations. In every way, we recommend ourselves as God's ministers, by the endurance of much, by tribulations, by times of need, by difficulties. 2 Corinthians 6:4. Questions. Why did Festus send Paul to Rome? What happened to Paul on the way to Rome? Acts 21:30, 23:11, 25:8-12, and 27:1-28:31, and Romans 15:25-26.